Surat At-Tawbah. A declaration of immunity from Allah and His Rasul is hereby made to those of the mushrikeen with whom you have made a treaty. You have 4 months to go around in the land unmolested, but you should know that you cannot frustrate the will of Allah, and that Allah will humiliate the unbelievers. This is a public proclamation from Allah and His Rasul to the people on the day of the Great Hajj, that Allah and His Rasul do hereby dissolve treaty obligations with the mushrikeen. Therefore, if you repent, it will be better for you. But if you turn away, then you should know that you cannot frustrate the will of Allah. O Prophet, proclaim a painful punishment to those who are unbelievers. Except those mushrikeen who honored their treaties with you in every detail and aided none against you. So fulfill your treaties with them to the end of their term, for Allah loves the righteous. When the forbidden months are over, then fight the mushrikeen wherever you find them, seize them, besiege them, and lie in ambush for them in every stratagem of war. But if they repent, establish salah, and pay zakat, then let them go their way. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. If anyone from the mushrikeen asks you for asylum, grant it to him so that he may hear the word of Allah, and then escort him to his place of safety. This should be done because these people do not know the truth. How can there be a treaty with the mushrikeen on the part of Allah and His Rasul, except for those with whom you ratified a treaty at the Masjid al-Haram? So long as they honor it, you also honor. For Allah loves the righteous. How can you trust them? If they prevail against you, they respect neither treaty nor ties of relationship. They just flatter you with their tongues, but their hearts reject you, and most of them are transgressors. They have sold the revelations of Allah for paltry worldly gain, and they have hindered others from His way. Indeed, evil are the deeds that they have done. They neither honor the ties of relationship nor observe the obligations of treaties with the believers. It is they who are the transgressors. However, if they repent, establish salah, and pay zakat, then they shall be your brethren in deen. Thus do we spell out our revelations for people of understanding. But if they violate their treaty once they have sworn it and insult your deen, then fight with the ringleaders of unbelief, for their oaths are nothing to them, so that they may be stopped. Will you not fight against those people who have broken their oaths, conspired to expel the Rasul, and were the first to attack you? Do you fear them? Nay, it is Allah who is more deserving of your fear if you are true believers. Fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands and humiliate them. He will grant you victory over them and soothe the hearts of a believing people. He will take away all rancor from their hearts. Allah shows mercy to whom He pleases, and Allah is all knowledgeable, all wise. Do you think that you will be left alone while Allah has not yet demonstrated which of you has exerted your utmost struggle and did not take any intimate friends other than Allah, His Rasul, and the believers? Allah is well aware of all your actions. It is not for the mushrikeen to maintain the mosques of Allah while they bear witness against themselves about their unbelief. It is they whose deeds are in vain, and in the hellfire shall they live forever. The mosques of Allah should be maintained by those who believe in Allah and the last day, establish salah, and pay zakat, and fear none except Allah. It is they who are expected to follow the true guidance. Have you made those who provide water to the pilgrims and maintain the Masjid al-Haram equal to those who believe in Allah the last day and make jihad? They are not equal in the sight of Allah, and Allah does not guide the wrongdoers. Those who believe, leave their homes, and make jihad with their wealth and persons in the cause of Allah have higher rank in the sight of Allah. It is they who will be truly successful. Their Rabb gives them good news of His mercy, His good pleasure, and paradise with everlasting bliss. They will live therein forever. Surely it is Allah with whom is the mighty reward. O believers, do not take your fathers and your brothers as your friends if they prefer kufr over iman. For those who turn away from this commandment shall be considered wrongdoers. O prophet, tell them, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your spouses, your relatives, the wealth that you have acquired, the business in which you fear a loss, and the homes which you like are dearer to you than Allah, his Rasul, and making jihad in his way, then wait until Allah brings about his decision. Allah does not guide the transgressors. Allah has indeed helped you in many battlefields, and on the day of Hunain, when you were proud of your great numbers, but your numbers availed you nothing. The earth with all its vastness seemed to close in upon you, and you turned your backs and fled. But Allah sent down his Sakina upon his Rasul and the believers, and sent down to your aid those forces which you could not see, and punished the unbelievers. Thus was the recompense for the unbelievers. Then after that, you also witnessed that Allah guided to repent some of them whom you wanted, for Allah is forgiving, merciful. O believers, know that the mushrikeen are unclean. Therefore, do not let them come near the Masjid al-Haram after this year's pilgrimage. If you fear poverty, soon Allah, if He so wills, will enrich you out of His bounty. Allah is all-knowledgeable, all-wise. Fight those people of the book who do not believe in Allah in the last day. Do not refrain from what has been prohibited by Allah and His Rasul, and do not embrace the religion of truth until they pay jizya with their own hands and feel themselves subdued. The Jews say Uzair is the son of Allah, and the Christians say Messiah is the son of Allah. That is what they say with their mouths, imitating the sayings of the former unbelievers. May Allah destroy them. How perverted they are. They have taken their rabbis and priests to be their lords beside Allah, and so they did with Messiah, the son of Miriam, although they were commanded in the Torah and the Gospel to worship none but one Allah, besides whom there is none worthy of worship. Exalted be He above those whom they associate with Him. They desire to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will not allow it to happen, for He seeks to protect His light, even though the disbelievers may dislike it. It is He who has sent His Rasul with guidance and true deen to make it prevail over all other deens, even though the mushrikeen may hate it. O believers, indeed, most of the rabbis and priests misappropriate the wealth of people and hinder them from the way of Allah. To those who hoard gold and silver and do not spend in the way of Allah, proclaim a painful punishment. The day will surely come when their treasure will be heated up in the fire of hell, and their foreheads, sides, and backs branded with it. They will be told, "This is the treasure which you hoarded. Now taste what you were hoarding." The number of months ordained by Allah is 12 in the book of Allah since the day He created the heavens and the earth. Of these, 4 are sacred. That is the established principle of deen. Therefore, do not wrong yourselves by violating them. But you may fight against the mushrikeen in all these months if they fight against you in all of them. Know that Allah is with the righteous. Transposing a prohibited month is only an addition to unbelief. Thereby the disbelievers are misguided. They make a certain month lawful one year, and in another year they make the same a forbidden month, so that they may make up for the months which Allah has sanctified, thus making lawful what Allah has forbidden. Their evil actions seem pleasing to them. Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. O believers, what is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the way of Allah, you cling to the earth? Do you prefer the life of this world to the life of the hereafter? If it is so, then you should know that the comforts of this life are little compared to the life of the hereafter. If you do not march forth, He will inflict on you a painful punishment and replace you with other people, and you cannot harm Him at all, for Allah has power over everything. If you do not help the Prophet, it does not matter. Allah did help him when the unbelievers drove him out of his town, the second of the two. While the two were in the cave, he said to his companion, "Don't worry, Allah is with us." So Allah sent down His serenity on him and strengthened him with forces which you cannot see. Thus He made the word of the unbelievers lowest, while the words of Allah remain supreme. Allah is almighty, all wise. March forth, whether you are equipped lightly or heavily, and make jihad in the way of Allah with your wealth and your person. That is best for you if you understand. As for the hypocrites, if the gain would have been immediate and the journey short, they would have certainly accompanied you. But the long journey was too hard for them. To justify their not accompanying you, they would even swear by Allah, "If we were able, we would certainly have marched with you." By doing so, they are destroying their own souls, for Allah knows that they are liars. Allah forgives you, but why did you give them leave to stay behind, so that it would become clear which of them spoke the truth and which of them invented false excuses? Those who believe in Allah and the last day will never ask you for exemption from fighting with their wealth and their persons. Allah is aware of those who are righteous. Only those people ask for exemption who do not believe in Allah and the last day, whose hearts are filled with doubt and are wavering because of their doubts. If they had intended to march forth, they would certainly have made some preparation for it. But Allah did not like their going forth, so He made them lag behind, and they were told, "Stay behind with those who stay behind." Had they gone with you, they would have added nothing but mischief, and they would have made efforts to create disorder among your ranks, and there would have been some among you who would have listened to them. Allah knows the wrongdoers. Indeed, they had plotted sedition before and created disturbance to make you unsuccessful until the truth came through and the decree of Allah prevailed, even though they disliked it. Among them there is someone who said, "Grant me exemption and do not expose me to temptation." Have they not fallen into temptation already? Surely hell has encircled these disbelievers. If you gain success, it grieves them. But if you face a setback, they say, "We had taken our precautionary measures," and turn away rejoicing. O Prophet, tell them, "Nothing will happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our protector, and in Allah let the believers put their trust." Further tell them, "Can you expect for us anything other than two excellent things? But we are waiting for Allah to afflict you with punishment, either from Himself or by our hands. So wait if you will. We too are waiting." Say, "Whether you give willingly or with reluctance, it will not be accepted from you, for you are the people who are transgressors. The reasons which prevent your contributions from being accepted are that they disbelieve in Allah and His Rasul, that they come to offer salah but reluctantly, and that they offer contributions but unwillingly. Let neither their wealth nor their children dazzle you. In reality, Allah intends to punish them with these things in this life, and that their souls may depart while they are still unbelievers. They swear by Allah that they are indeed believers like you, yet they are not of you. In fact, they are afraid to appear to you in their true colors. If they could find a place of refuge or a cave or any hiding place, they would certainly run to it with an obstinate rush. There are some among them who criticize you concerning the distribution of sadaqah. If they are given from it, they are pleased, and if they are not given from it, lo, they are full of rage. It would have been better for them if they had only been pleased with what Allah and His Rasul had given them, and said, "Allah is all sufficient to us. Soon Allah will give us of His bounty, and so will His Rasul. Indeed, to Allah do we turn our hopes." In fact, sadaqat collection is for the poor, the helpless, those employed to administer the funds, those whose hearts need to be won over to the truth, ransoming the captives, helping the destitute in the way of Allah, and for the wayfarer. That is a duty enjoined by Allah, and Allah is all-knowledgeable, wise. There are some people among them who molest the Prophet, saying, "He is one who believes everything that he hears." Say, "It is good for you that he listens to what is best for you. He believes in Allah and has faith in the believers, and is a blessing for those who are true believers. As for those who molest the Rasul, will have a painful punishment. They swear to you by Allah in order to please you, but it is more fitting that they should please Allah and His Rasul if they are true believers. Don't they know that anyone who opposes Allah and His Rasul shall live forever in the fire of hell? That surely is the worst humiliation. The hypocrites are afraid lest a sword should be sent down about them, revealing to the Muslims what is in their hearts. Say, mock if you will, Allah will surely bring to life all that you fear. If you ask them, what were you talking about? They will promptly say, we were only jesting and having fun. Say, what then? Were you mocking at Allah, His revelations, and His Rasul? Make no excuses now. You have rejected faith after your belief. Even if we pardon some of you who were not serious in participating, we will punish others amongst you, because they are criminals. The hypocrite men and the hypocrite women, they are all alike. They enjoin what is evil, forbid what is just, and withhold their hands from doing good. They have forgotten Allah, so He has forgotten them. In fact, the hypocrites are transgressors. Allah has promised the hypocrite men, the hypocrite women, and the unbelievers the fire of hell to live therein forever, a sufficient recompense. Allah has cursed them, and they shall have a lasting punishment. Your behavior is just like those who have gone before you. They were mightier than you in power and more flourishing in wealth and children. They enjoyed their portion of this worldly life. Thus have you enjoyed your portion as did those before you, and you have entered into vain discourses as they did. Consequently, their deeds were fruitless in this world and in the hereafter, and they are the ones who are the losers. Have they not heard the news of those who have gone before them, the people of Noah, Ad, and Thamud, the people of Ibrahim, the men of Madian, and the cities which were overthrown? Their Rasuls came to them with clear warnings, but they did not listen. Allah did not wrong them, but they wronged their own souls. The true believers, both men and women, are protectors of one another. They enjoin what is just and forbid what is evil. They establish Salah, pay Zakah, and obey Allah and His Rasul. It is they on whom Allah will have His mercy. Surely Allah is mighty, wise. Allah has promised the believers, both men and women, gardens beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever, and they will have beautiful mansions in these gardens of everlasting bliss. Best of all, they will have the good pleasure of Allah. Now that is the highest achievement. O Prophet, make jihad against the unbelievers and the hypocrites, and be firm against them. Hell shall be their home, and it is the worst of all homes. They swear by Allah that they said nothing, when in fact they uttered words of unbelief, and they committed kufr after accepting Islam. They meditated a plot which they were unable to carry out. They had no reason to be revengeful, except that Allah and His Rasul had enriched them through His bounty. Therefore, if they repent, it will indeed be better for them. But if they turn back, Allah will punish them with a painful punishment in this life and in the hereafter, and they shall have none on earth to protect or help them. There are some among them who made a covenant with Allah, saying, if He bestows on us His bounty, we will spend in charity and become truly of the righteous. But when He did bestow of His bounty, they became stingy, turned back from their covenant, and became evasive. He put hypocrisy in their hearts to last till the day wherein they shall meet Him as a consequence of their breach of covenant with Allah and the lies they told. Are they not aware that Allah knows their secret thoughts and their secret counsels, and that Allah knows fully well all that is hidden? As for those that taunt the believers who give freely and ridicule those who find nothing to give except the fruits of their labor, Allah will throw back their ridicule on them, and they shall have a painful punishment. O Prophet, it is the same whether you ask forgiveness for them or not. Even if you ask for their forgiveness 70 times, Allah is not going to forgive them, because they have disbelieved Allah and His Rasul. Allah does not guide those who are transgressors. Those who remained behind were delighted to sit inactive behind Allah's Rasul, and they hated to make jihad with their goods and their persons in the cause of Allah. They said to each other, do not go forth in the heat. Say to them, the fire of hell is much more severe in heat, if only they could understand. Let them laugh a little, much will they weep as a recompense for what they have earned. From now on, if Allah brings you among them and any of them ask your permission to go forth for jihad, say, you shall never be allowed to go forth with me, nor fight an enemy in my company. You chose to sit inactive on the first occasion, therefore you shall now stay with those who stay behind. You shall never offer funeral prayers for any of them who dies, nor shall you attend their burial, for they have denied Allah and His Rasul and died while they were transgressors. Let neither their wealth nor their children dazzle you. Through these Allah wants to punish them in this world, and let their souls depart while they are still disbelievers. Whenever a surah is revealed saying, believe in Allah and make jihad along with His Rasul, capable people among them ask you for exemption, saying, please leave us with those who are to stay at home. They prefer to be with those who remain behind. As a result, a seal was set on their hearts so that they do not understand. But the Rasul and those who believe with him make jihad with their wealth and their persons. They are the ones who will have all the goodness, and they are the ones who will be successful. Allah has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow to live therein forever. That is the greatest achievement. Some from among the desert Arabs also came with their excuses, begging exemption to stay behind. Thus, those who lied to Allah and His Rasul sat inactive. Soon a painful punishment shall seize those of them who disbelieved. There is no blame on the disabled, the sick, and those lacking the means to stay behind, so long as they are sincere to Allah and His Rasul. There is no way against those righteous people. Allah is forgiving, merciful. Likewise, there is no blame on those who came to you and requested the conveyance to the battlefront, and you said, I am unable to provide you the conveyance. And they returned with their eyes streaming with tears. They were filled with sorrow that they had no resources of going forth to the battlefield at their own expense. The way is only against those who begged exemption, although they are rich. They prefer to be with those who remained behind. Allah has set a seal on their hearts. They will apologize to you with all sorts of excuses when you return to them. Say, present no excuses. We shall not believe you. Allah has already revealed to us the whole truth about you. Now Allah and His Rasul will keep a watch over your conduct. In the end, you will return to Him who knows what is hidden and what is open, and He will tell you all that you have been doing. They will swear to you by Allah when you return to them, so that you may leave them alone. So leave them alone. They are filth. Hell shall be their abode, a punishment for their misdeeds. They will swear to you in order to please you, but even if you be pleased with them, Allah will never be pleased with these transgressors. The Arabs of the desert are the worst in disbelief and hypocrisy, and are the least inclined to acknowledge the limits that Allah has revealed to His Rasul. Allah is all-knowledgeable, all-wise. Some of the desert Arabs look upon whatever they spend in the way of Allah as a penalty and wait for some misfortune to befall you. May misfortune befall them. Allah hears all and knows all. But some of the desert Arabs believe in Allah and the last day and look on what they spend in the way of Allah as a means of bringing them close to Allah and to the prayers of the Rasul. Indeed, closer they shall be brought. Soon Allah will admit them to His mercy. Allah is forgiving, merciful. As for the first pioneers who accepted Islam from the Muhajir and the Ansar, and those who follow them in good deeds, Allah is well pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein they shall live forever. That is the mighty achievement. Some of the desert Arabs around you are hypocrites, and so are some of the residents of Medina, who are fanatical in their hypocrisy. You do not know them, but we know them. Soon we shall give them double punishment, then they shall be turned to the most severe chastisement. There are some who have confessed their sins. They have mixed records of good and bad deeds. It is quite possible that Allah may turn to them in mercy, for Allah is forgiving, merciful. Take sadaqat from their wealth, so that they may thereby be cleansed and purified, and pray for them, for your prayer will give them comfort. Allah hears all and knows all. Do they not know that Allah accepts repentance from His servants and takes their sadaqat? And surely Allah is the one who is the acceptor of repentance, the merciful. Tell them, do as you will. Allah, His Rasul, and the believers will now keep watch over your conduct. Then you shall be brought to His court, who knows the hidden and the open, and He will inform you of all that you have done. There are yet others whose case is held in suspense for the decision of Allah. He will either punish them or turn to them in mercy, and Allah is knowledgeable, wise. There are others who built the masjid for mischievous motives, to spread disbelief and to disunite the believers, and an outpost for one who had made war against Allah and His Rasul before. They will indeed swear that their intentions are nothing but good, but Allah declares that they are absolute liars. You should never stand to offer salah in it. Certainly the masjid founded on piety from the very first day is more deserving that you should stand to offer salah in it. For in it there are men who love to be purified, and Allah loves those who purify themselves. Who is a better person? He who lays the foundation of his building on piety to Allah and His good pleasure, or he who lays the foundation of his building on an undermined bank that will tumble down with him into the fire of hell? Allah does not guide such wrongdoers. The foundation of those who so build is never free from suspicion and shakiness in their hearts, until their hearts are cut to pieces. Allah is knowledgeable, wise. Indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their persons and their wealth, and in return has promised them paradise. They fight in the cause of Allah, and slay, and are slain. This is a true promise which is binding on him, mentioned in Torah, the Injil, and the Quran. And who is more true in fulfilling his promise than Allah? Rejoice, therefore, in the bargain which you have made, and that is a mighty achievement. Those that turn to Allah in repentance, serve Him, praise Him, move about the land for His sake, make ruku and sujood, enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil, and observe the limits set by Allah. O Prophet, proclaim the good news to such believers. It is not proper for the Prophet and those who believe that they should beg forgiveness for the mushrikeen, even though they be their relatives, after it has been explained to them that they are inmates of hellfire. Ibrahim prayed for his father's forgiveness only to fulfill a promise he had made to him. But when it became clear to him that he was an enemy of Allah, he disassociated himself from him. The fact is that Ibrahim was tender-hearted, forbearing. It is not the way of Allah to confound people after He has guided them, until He makes clear to them what they should guard against. Surely Allah has the knowledge of everything. Surely it is Allah to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He gives life and causes to die. You have none besides Allah to protect or to help. Allah forgave the Prophet and those Muhajir and Ansar who stood by him in the time of distress. When some were on the point of losing heart, He turned to them in mercy. Surely to them He is most kind, most merciful. He also turned in mercy to the three, the decision of whose case was deferred. So despondent were they that the earth, with all its vastness, and their own souls seemed to close in upon them. They knew for certain that there was no refuge from Allah except in Him. Then He turned to them in mercy, so that they could repent. Surely Allah is the one who is oft returning, the merciful. O believers, have fear of Allah and be with those who are truthful in word and deed. It is not proper for the people of Medina and the Bedouin Arabs of the neighborhood to forsake the Rasul of Allah or to jeopardize his life so as to safeguard their own, because they do not suffer any thirst or hunger or any ordeal for the sake of Allah, or take any step which may provoke the unbelievers or receive any injury from an enemy, but shall be written down as a good deed in their account, for Allah does not waste the reward of the righteous. Likewise, they do not spend anything for the cause of Allah, be it small or large, or cut across a valley in jihad, but it is written down to their credit, so that Allah may reward them based on the best of their deeds. It is not proper that the believers should go forth all together. Therefore, why not a squadron from each division stay behind, so that they may obtain the understanding of the deen and admonish the people when they return to them so that they may refrain from un-Islamic conduct. O believers, fight the unbelievers who hem you in to let them know how strong you are. You should know that Allah is on the side of the God-fearing. Whenever a surah is revealed, some of them ask, whose faith from among you has increased by this? Certainly the faith of the believers is increased, and they do rejoice. As for those whose hearts contain malice, it will add filth to their existing filth, and they will die while they are still disbelievers. Do they not see that they are tested every year once or twice, yet they neither repent nor learn a lesson from this? Whenever a surah is revealed, they look at each other as if to ask, is anyone watching? Then they silently slip away. Allah has slipped their hearts, for they are people who do not want to understand. Now there has come to you a Rasul from among yourselves, the one who grieves at your loss and who is excessively anxious for your success in both worlds, and who is compassionate and merciful towards the believers. Now if they turn away from you, say, Allah is all sufficient for me, there is no God but Him. In Him I have put my trust. He is the Rabb of the mighty throne. Surah